Yippee, yippee, crossing over to Tennessee. Hey, that rhymes. I should be a poet.
You could be. I'm back from Coachella craziness, and I heard you went to an award show too, right?
The South African Music Awards, where we boldly lost against the Parlatones.
Oh, no.
Although I phoned them in Germany, and I forced them to say that we should have got the award. And they did it.
Oh, that's great.
Very good of them.
There's always next year. And you know what? You're a winner. You're a winner just being invited and going and being nominated.
Whatever. So, tell us a little bit about Coachella. What is it?
So Coachella is a big music festival here in the United States that takes place every year in the desert in Indio, California. It's halfway in between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. And it's just a big party in the desert for 3 days and about I think 50 bands playing 5 stages every single day, and people camp out, and they have all kinds of headliners and up and coming indie bands. Jay-Z was a headliner this year. Muse, M-U-S-E, one of my favorite bands on the planet.
They're very big here. They came here a year or so ago, and that's the only band I've ever seen that made my jaw hit the floor and make me not want to play music anymore.
I think they are the best. There's very few bands that can pull off an arena show as well as a club show. And Muse, everybody, they've got to see Muse if you've never seen them. Like their laser light show is out of this world. And actually, you know, Muse is very Queen-esque, and that's actually going to lead
especially
into
their new album.
They're new, very, very, very much so. And they're just one of the greatest live bands out there. Matt Bellamy, the lead singer of Muse, I compare him to, like, vocally, he's like Tom York of Radiohead. He can play the piano like Mozart, and he can shred the guitar like Prince.
that's a nice comparison.
So this week is Foxy Shazam, which also you will definitely hear the Queen influence.
It sounds like a Quentin Tarantino character. I think it might actually be.
You know what? It does. I didn't know what the name meant until I looked it up, and I guess it was coined from the students that went to their high school. It was slang for cool shoes.
Nice.
But they just released their third studio album on Sire. So this song that I'm going to play for you, A Dangerous Man, is from their debut major label record on Sire Records.
When you listen to my kissing light,
Dangerous Man by Foxy Shazam on 5FM, and we're in the Bands Under the Radar segment, deep in it, with Cammy, live from Tennessee. What's next on the menu?
And the next one is The Rouge. The Rouge is a band from Denver, Colorado, and they just signed to a major label, too. They just signed to Atlantic Records, and they're writing their first major label debut, but they've made a couple other EPs, and I'm playing this song, Six Shooter, that will probably make their debut album coming out later this year. They are influenced by artists like Coldplay, The Killers, Kings of Leon. But this lead singer, I actually just got to see The Rouge live for the first time here in Nashville. They're in Nashville writing and recording, and he is such a star. His voice is so like piercing and unique, kind of like how Kings of Leon, like the vocals of Kings of Leon is so unique. Like no one sounds like him.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the lead singer of The Rouge. And
wow.
This song, I think, is such a smash. So I'm excited to play it for you. It's Six Shooter.
Six Shooter on 5FM by La Rouge.
I wanna be a big shot, but I'm all out of shells. I wanna be a trophy, put up on your shelf. I wanna be on movie screens with a smile like the sun. I wanna be a beauty queen when the pageant is all done. Me all figured, you got me all figured, got me all figured out.